wonder how to talk to your kids when they're sad? What about when they're lonely? Maybe grandparents, you have grandkids that you just don't know how to reach sometime. You see them cry. You see them suffering. And you don't know how to reach them. What words can you use? Well, Julie Lowe is my guest today, and we're going to bring you some good news. Good news for little hearts. It's a series that's just come out. Julie, welcome. You are a member and counselor at the Christian Counseling and Educational Foundation, and you felt a need to put this series together. So moms and grandparents, listen up. This might be an answer for you. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Julie, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Good news for little hearts. What's it all about, Julie? I see these little characters, titles in these books, and they look so much fun. Tell us about it.
Yes, they are. So there are three, it's a three-book series at this point, and my understanding is we're hoping to add on to it, but three books. One is called Zoe's Hiding Place, When You Are Anxious. So it's a book all about a little animal family, a mouse family, and how they deal with Zoe's anxiety. Then there's another
one. Hold on. Let's talk about that, and we're going to get to, don't worry, Mom and Dad, we're going to get to Buster's ears, trip him up. Great title. And Josh's Tail Twitches. And Zoe's Hiding Place. So tell us about the one you were starting to tell us about, the mouse book.
Yeah, so Zoe's Hiding Place is based on our counseling center's model of health and hope and just bringing the gospel into children's lives. So each story focuses on an animal's family and their real-life issues. This one is a little Zoe who has anxiety. With the goal of encouraging young readers towards a growing relationship with Jesus in the midst of their anxiety. So each story, like this one, tells the tale of a young animal who's struggling with an issue and particularly helps parents guide their children towards meaningful conversations and what Scripture has to say about it. So what I love about it is it walks through a child and how they struggle with an issue like anxiety, and it really points how parents are involved in encouraging their kids towards relationship with the Lord, towards trusting Him, but then also giving just very practical ways you can help them in the midst of a moment of anxiety. And then near the end of the book, there is usually a page or two about how a parent can help their child with anxiety. So it tells the story of this animal tale. And then at the end, it gives pointers on what parents can do when their child is struggling with anxiety. Just very practical ways of pointing them to the Lord, of giving them resources in the midst of an anxious moment, how they can speak to their child, and then even a few kind of back pocket Bible verses that they can help their child memorize as well. Really, really practical, neat way of talking to kids about things they struggle with.
Julie, tell us about some of the faculty members at the Christian Counseling and Educational Foundation who have written these books.
Sure. So two of the books are edited by David Powelson. He is our director at CCEF and just writes very well, as many books, a lot of books written to adults and issues. And so he's taken some of our mini books, and two of them, he's done one on When You're Angry and When You're Anxious, and he's edited them. We have Joel Hawks, who's come in and illustrated the books really beautifully. Then we also have Ed Welch, who's one of our senior faculty members as well, and he edited Buster's Ears Trip 'Em Up, When You Fail. So they both come in and really taken stories and literature they've written a lot about and really tried to apply them to a new audience in a really sweet way.
So you can see that these people have been in the educational field for a long time. They have a lot of credibility. So when you look at these books for how to help your children or your grandchildren, you know that these come from a lifetime of experience from the authors. That's great.
Yes. Yeah, these are men that have parented, that have grandchildren themselves, that have counseled for many, many years, and just really thoughtful in the way they engage people's struggles.
Now, Buster's ears trip him up. Talk about that emotion that they help with.
Oh, I love this book. It's a great book about talking, helping kids who just struggle with either perfectionism or comparing themselves to others. It's a really great story about Buster trying to be perfect versus trying to do his best. And so, again, tells a story about this little guy, Buster, who's a bunny rabbit, who is really driven to win a race and struggling with failure in the midst of it. And so, again, as each book does, at the end of the book, it talks about how parents can help their child with failure and how failure is hard, but how Christ helps us, and that we talk about the difference about between being your best versus trying your best, and how sometimes the problem of pride enters in. And again, just very practical ways of thinking about the struggle with failure and how we're called to think as believers about it, and then how we just can encourage and bless our kids, sometimes allowing them to experience failure so that they really can find freedom in the midst of that and trust in Jesus.
That is so important. I know failure. I know I'm a big perfectionist. And being blind and being a big perfectionist is a double challenge, because I force myself with such high expectations to be an overcomer and an overachiever. And I think I was worse at it when I was younger. But if I had one of those books when I was a kid, I may not have been such a big perfectionist throughout my life, causing me much grief. Okay, so we talked about those two. And what about Jax? Tell us about the third book in the series, Jax's Tale.
Jax's Tale Twitches. So this is all about a little squirrel and his issue with anger.
Oh, wow. We get angry at squirrels, don't we?
Yeah. So this little squirrel with anger issues, and again, real-life issues, things that make him angry, and how he chooses to deal with his anger, and how we tend to take it out on others or express it in wrong ways. And what I love about this, again, is it actively brings parents or adults into engaging young people and noticing how a family who might struggle with anger also needs to learn how to live life rightly ordered, and it's what motivates us. It's what shapes our hearts. So it goes through talking about how we deal with our anger, how anger usually goes wrong and not right, how God encourages us to deal with our anger, and he's patient with us, and God can redeem anger. Just really beautiful, redemptive ways and grace-filled ways of talking about the struggle.
Good news for little hearts. Three books in the series, Anger, Perfectionism, and Anxiety. Wow, what three emotions. So helpful for kids growing up. What age group is this for, Julie?
Great question. It tends to be towards elementary age kids. And what I love about these books, and this is coming from both a parent of six and as a counselor, is you can adapt them throughout the whole elementary age range. And the way you talk about them. So these books are books you read to kids, but they're also a talking point and a way of having conversation and fostering relationship with your kids. So it really can be adapted, whether it's a six-year-old or a 12-year-old.
Julie Lowe is my guest, and she is on the faculty, and she is a counselor at the Christian Counseling and Educational Foundation. Julie, how can people get this series, Good News for Little Hearts?
Good News for Little Hearts. You can go to New Growth Press and order these books. They come, I think, individually, but also packaged together, which is a really great bundle and a great deal. So you can go to newgrowthpress.org.
Newgrowthpress.org. That's N-E-W-G-R-O-W-T-H. Press.org. Julie, in closing, what other things do you have to say to parents about using these Good News for Little Hearts books?
I would really hope that parents, as I said a minute ago, use them as a talking point. So our best way to raise kids, whether we're grandparenting or an aunt and uncle or a parent, is really building relationship with children and engaging in their real life struggles, their day to day. And the more we're willing to draw kids out, so these books are great because you take a hard topic and you talk to them about how do you deal with failure? How do you address anger? Do you know angry kids in your class? And what we're doing is we're just engaging them. We're building a biblical worldview and a way of looking at life and their struggles. So I'd love to see adults take these books and really use them as a jumping off point for engaging kids well.
And a good chance to tell our stories as well as far as how we've overcome these issues. Julie Lowe has been my guest. Julie, again, how can they get Good News for Little Hearts series?
You can go to New Growth Press, and they are readily available there to order.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. Go get them, parents and grandparents. They're just for you. Might be the tool you need that can save your child a lot of grief in the future. I'm Judy Redluck. This is Encounter.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.
If you'd listen to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I love to do is help people find their highest potential. If you're looking for new direction in your life and you don't really know how to get from one place to another, and you need a life coach, why not try me? I have been coaching for several years now, and my joy is to help people find their place where they feel they truly belong. I'm a Christian coach. And if you're interested, you can email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. That's jredlickspeaks@gmail.com to find out more.